When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Lost Boys of Yuba County. An impossible vanishing. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of natural grandeur, to the vast, rugged wilderness of the Sierra Nevada Mountains, specifically the sprawling, often unforgiving terrain of the Plumas National Forest in Yuba County, California. Here, in 1978, a perplexing and profoundly tragic mystery unfolded, a case so baffling in its details that it continues to torment investigators and loved ones, leaving behind only the chilling void of unanswered questions and the enduring silence of the wilderness. This is the heartbreaking and inexplicable case of the Yuba County Five, also known as the Lost Boys. Our story centers on five young men: Gary Matthias, Jack Madruga, Jackie Hewitt, Bill Sterling, and Ted Wire. All were close friends, ranging in age from 24 to 32. They shared a common bond beyond their friendship. Each of them had mild to moderate intellectual disabilities, a condition that meant they relied on routines, familiarity, and the care of their families. They lived with their parents in Yuba City and Marysville, participated in a local basketball program for mentally challenged adults, and were well known and liked within their community. Despite their disabilities, they were independent enough to travel together. And on the evening of February 24th, 1978, they drove their green 1969 Mercury Montego to Chico, California, about 50 miles away, to watch a basketball game. They planned to return home that night. They never did. When the men failed to return home, their families grew concerned. They were meticulous about their schedules, and unannounced absences were highly unusual. A missing persons report was immediately filed. The search began. The initial search efforts were hampered by the extreme weather conditions of the time. A heavy snowstorm had blanketed the region, making travel treacherous and obscuring any potential tracks. The first crucial discovery was made 4 days later, on February 28th or March 1st, by a forest ranger. The men's Mercury Montego was found abandoned on a remote, winding mountain road deep in the Plumas National Forest. The location was baffling. It was high in the mountains, far off their intended route home to Yuba City, and completely out of the way for any normal journey. The car itself was stuck in several feet of snow, but the chilling details began there. The keys were still in the ignition, and the gas tank was nearly full. This suggested they hadn't run out of fuel or been stranded. Furthermore, despite the deep snow, there were no tire tracks behind the car, indicating they hadn't tried to back out, nor were there any obvious footprints leading away from the vehicle in the direction of the main road. It was as if the car had simply been placed there, and its occupants had simply, inexplicably, vanished into the snow-covered wilderness. A massive search and rescue operation was immediately launched, involving hundreds of volunteers, law enforcement, and military personnel. The Plumas National Forest, vast and unforgiving, was scoured for any trace of the five men. Despite the intense effort, the deep snow, treacherous terrain, and overwhelming cold thwarted all attempts. The search was eventually called off due to the conditions. The case settled into a grim waiting game, a haunting mystery that baffled authorities. The grim answers, though still incomplete, began to emerge 4 months later as the snow melted with the arrival of spring and early summer. In June 1978, the first bodies were discovered. Jack Hewitt, 24, was found first. His skeletal remains discovered by a motorcyclist on a remote trail. Then, within days, three more bodies were located, scattered miles apart in the dense forest near a remote Forest Service trailer. Bill Sterling, 29, was found nearby, his body partially consumed by animals, suggesting he had succumbed to exposure weeks prior. Jack Madruga, 30, was discovered decomposed near Hewitt, his body seemingly succumbing to the elements. These were the bodies of men who had clearly wandered deep into the wilderness, succumbing to the unforgiving cold and starvation. But the discovery of Ted Wire's body was the most baffling and heartbreaking of all, transforming the tragedy into a profound enigma. Ted, 32, was found inside a remote, unheated Forest Service trailer, a small, basic shelter located miles from where the car was abandoned and several miles from where the other bodies were found. The trailer was not just empty, it was remarkably well stocked. It contained ample food and supplies, including MREs, canned food, clean blankets, matches, propane, and a heat source. Despite this, Ted Wire was found deceased, wrapped in a blanket, his body severely emaciated from profound starvation, having lost an astonishing amount of weight. He had no logical reason to starve to death amidst such plenty. The autopsy revealed that Ted had been alive inside that trailer for approximately 8 to 13 weeks, well past the time the other men would have succumbed to exposure. His feet were severely frostbitten, and crucially, his shoes were missing. His general hygiene was good, suggesting he had at least some capacity for self-care. The trailer itself was remarkably tidy, as if he had been living there for a time, yet there was no indication he had tried to access the abundant food or warmth. He hadn't even opened the vast majority of the canned goods, despite having a working can opener nearby. This defied all rational human behavior, making his death an agonizing, inexplicable mystery. The discoveries only compounded the bewildering questions surrounding the Yuba County Five. Why did they drive so far off their route, turning onto a remote, snow-covered mountain road? Why abandon a perfectly functioning car with a full tank of gas and the keys in the ignition in freezing conditions? Why would five men, none of whom were experienced outdoorsmen or dressed for extreme cold, decide to walk miles into a treacherous, snow-bound forest? And most bafflingly, why would Ted Wire, trapped in a trailer stocked with enough food to survive for weeks, starve to death without consuming a single can? The fifth man, Gary Matthias, 25, was never found. Despite continued searches for years, his body remains missing to this day, adding a final, profound layer of enduring mystery to an already incomprehensible case. His fate remains an unsettling blank space in the grim narrative, a phantom presence haunting the mountains. Numerous theories have been proposed to explain the impossible actions of the Yuba County Five. Some speculate a mental break, a shared psychotic episode, or a collective disorientation that led them astray. Perhaps they were abducted by a third party, forced to abandon their car, and then released or left to perish in the wilderness, only to be found by the entity that truly stalked the woods. Some have even theorized about a serial killer who forced them into the elements. However, no evidence of struggle, no signs of a third party, and no logical explanation for their collective, irrational behavior has ever surfaced. The case remains a baffling cold case, a source of enduring grief for the families, and profound frustration for law enforcement. What truly happened to the lost boys of Yuba County, dear listeners? Were they victims of an unprecedented series of tragic decisions? A collective mental unraveling in the face of impossible conditions? Or were they lured or driven to their deaths by something unseen? Something that preys on the lost and the vulnerable in the deep wilderness? The sheer irrationality of their final moments, the untouched food, the missing man, and the utter silence of the mountains paint a terrifying picture of an anomaly that defies all human understanding. The wilderness, it seems, holds its secrets fiercely, sometimes swallowing them whole, leaving behind only the chilling echoes of what might have been, and the enduring mystery of the Yuba County Five. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.